RDU 98.5. It's your girl Bex, and it is the Tuesday, you know, breakfast buffet morning. It is 9:25 a.m. and we have got that interview that I was talking about earlier. So a little bit behind it, just so you know what you're getting into, team. Frozen, My Eggs and Me is from Iranian-born first-generation New Zealander Shamin Yazdini, and is a film that begins with a personal question: should I freeze my eggs? But grows into a much broader reflection on identity, legacy, culture, and the invisible pressures that shape our choices. Shamin describes it as more than a documentary about fertility. It's a reflection on how the ghosts of past struggles shape the decisions we make today. Now, I have got her on the line. How are you going, Shamin?
Hi, good, thanks.
Oh, so, you know, I've seen the little wee trailer here just on my wee laptop and everything, and this genuinely seems like such a beautiful short film. So, you know, just in your own words, you know, there was a little wee description there, but why did you do this?
Why did I do it? I mean, I'd entered a stage in my life where I was having a lot of conversations around fertility, but I wasn't seeing experiences like my own reflected on screen and media, especially through an immigrant lens. So I really wanted to make something that honored those perspectives that are complex and grounded and unapologetically diasporic. So this film is like a celebration of that.
I really like using the word celebration there. It's definitely, yeah, that's definitely the right word. So, you know, with being born in Iran and raised here in Ototahi and spent most of your 20s abroad, you know, you've said here you've used your own story to unpack what at first seems like a simple decision, but it's really not a simple decision, choosing to freeze eggs. And, you know, for the youth, especially young women that are going to, you know, be watching this or maybe be listening in today, why do you think it's important to kind of give this more awareness?
I think, well, for me, when I was in my 20s, I probably was in a better position, like biologically, to be making this decision, but maybe I wasn't quite there yet in terms of my stage in life. So I think it's something worth thinking about earlier on, if not, you know, to freeze one's eggs, but even just thinking about the questions around that of wanting to have a family, not have a family, and what we're sort of prioritizing in our lives, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, it is only, you know, the short film, it's quite short, you know, it's only 12 and a half minutes long. But it's going to pack a very good punch, I think, and it have some deep reflection for a lot of people. When you're like, is it quite, the word I'm trying to get across, I guess, the question is it quite confronting to see something that I guess is so intimate and personal for you being put on the big screen, or does that feel more normal for you as a filmmaker?
No, it's definitely quite confronting. It's very vulnerable. Throughout the process, I was just trying to do my best to prioritize the story and do justice to question and to the answer, and sort of divorce myself of any ego in that process.
Totally.
But watching it on the big screen, you know, at the Show Me Shorts over the weekend, we had the premiere screening, which sold out, and then we had the encore screening, which was a packed screening. And in both of those screenings, there was, you know, audible responses in the like from the audience in the film, which was really lovely. There were points where people laughed, and afterwards, many people approached me and said that they were very moved. So it's really nice to come out of the filmmaking process and actually be able to engage with the film on that level, where it's only when the audience sees it that it truly comes to life, and the process of giving birth to it is sort of over and the film's out in the world, you know?
Yeah, totally. And I really like what you said there, talking about, you know, the audience members coming up to you, because that segues well into my next question of what do you want just audiences worldwide? Like, what is the takeaway or the feeling that you want them to have when they watch this and connect?
Yeah, Good question. I think that there's sort of three different tiers of audiences that could engage with the film, and each of those audiences will take away something different. The first for me is a first-generation audience, an immigrant audience, a bicultural audience, for them to feel seen in the film. And then the second is people that are interested to engage in this perspective and in this narrative and learn more about it. And then the third is people who maybe wouldn't have thought to consider this story at all and have a chance to engage with it. So I hope that all three of those audiences can take away that respective thing.
Totally. I definitely think they will. I definitely do. I think, you know, what you've written here is perfect. The documentary does offer a space for reflection, connection, and conversation.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's just the truth. But, you know, if any of the RDU listeners have just tuned into our little wee conversation here and are intrigued about what you've created, where could they potentially go to find this?
Yeah, they can watch it on RNZ, on Māori Plus, and on Day One's YouTube channel.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really, really appreciate it. And thank you so much for creating work that is definitely purposeful and needed in the current climate.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. It's been great talking to you.
Awesome. It's been great talking to you too, Shameen. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. So that was a quick wee interview with Shameen Yazdani talking about her incredible new wee documentary, Frozen, My Eggs and Me. It's about 12 and a half minutes long, and you heard her. If you go to RNZ, you'll be able to give it a watch. Massive congratulations to her on the big success of it.